Here over the city, it's night again. And old Jack Frost himself has been decorating the window pane. Most everybody has gone home to their warm houses, and the wind, frolicking in the streets, promises a heavier snow. But in front of their Christmas window, noses pressed against the glass, are Susan and Peter. And over them falls the warm light from the window. Listen.
Peter, what do you suppose it'll be tonight? Another wonderful story?
I hope so, Susan, because they're the best stories I ever heard.
Look, Peter, it's the window disappearing.
Susan, stand back a little. Oh, it's the most magic window I ever saw.
Look, it's all gone. Now we can go in.
Be careful stepping up.
Quiet everything is.
Susan, look. There's a music box. It's got a pretty design painted on it in all kinds of different colors.
Do you suppose it plays a tune?
I bet it does. Here's the lever. I'll give it a push.
Oh, listen to that. So pretty, Peter.
Thank you, little girl. Would you like me for Christmas?
Peter!
It's the music box, Susan. Just imagine, it can talk.
Of course I can. And I can do better than that. I can tell you a story.
Peter and I love to hear stories, Miss Music Box.
Then sit down and make yourself comfortable. You see, this story happened to my great-great-great-grandfather.
Did it really? Please tell us about it.
Well, a long time ago, there lived a prince named Hans. With his mother, the good Queen Clementine, he ruled a small kingdom to the south, and everyone who lived there was happy. One day when the prince was just 21, he ran excitedly into his mother's sleeping chamber.
Mother, Mother, I've got the most wonderful news.
And what could it be, Hans? Have you found a diamond mine?
Oh, no, it's more exciting than that.
Well, then tell me what it is. You know I can't stand to be kept in suspense.
A messenger from the north says the Emperor Gallus has issued a proclamation that on Christmas Day, his daughter, Princess Melisande, will marry the prince who brings her the most wonderful of gifts.
Oh, that Emperor Gallus. What a thing to do, my boy. Is he so lost to greed that he would exchange his daughter for a mere trifle?
But, Mother, I've admired Melisande for so long, and she is so beautiful.
Beauty is truth, my Hans. And truthfully, I can't imagine what gift you could take her. Have you forgotten that you're a poor prince and I'm a poor queen?
What do riches matter? With your permission, Mother, I'll start today for the court of the Emperor Gallus.
But, Hans, what will you take her?
Two of the most precious things in our kingdom. Goodbye, Mother.
Good luck, Hans. Good luck.
So the poor prince set out on the long journey, and he traveled by night and day, carrying in his knapsack two small silver boxes that held his gift for the Princess Melisande. His heart sang with happiness, and when he reached the city of the Emperor, the nighttime festivities in the royal court had begun. The dark-eyed princess sat with her father on a golden throne, and scattered about them were marvelous treasures which princes from far-off lands had brought.
Melisande, you are the luckiest princess in the world. What a wonder of costly things are here.
But I see nothing, Father, to compare with this box that is filled with music.
Music as sweet as the beauty of your eyes. Bring forth your offerings. The Princess Melisande will see them all.
Father, Father, who is that young prince who stands with the two silver boxes? He is so dusty, and his clothes are not covered with jewels.
He looks like a ruffian, and surely he isn't fit to grace our court.
Don't send him away. Let us see what he brings. It may be his gift will amuse us.
Are you there? You may come forward.
Thank you, Emperor Gallus.
What is your name? And where is your kingdom?
My name is Hans. My mother is the Queen Clementine. We rule a small kingdom to the south.
Why, we never heard of it. Come. What is your gift?
Yes. Let us see what wondrous things these little boxes hold.
They are the most precious gifts in my kingdom.
Then open up the first. What is it, Melisande?
A rose. A red rose. Why, it's so beautifully made, Father, you can hardly tell it from a real one.
Well, what's in the second silver box? Open that one.
For you, Princess Melisande. A nightingale.
A bird?
Why, Father, it moves. Just as if it were really alive. Does it sing?
It sings only to make a sad heart happy again. It's a real bird, Princess Melisande.
Oh.
And this is a real rose.
You mean that, Father, these things are frauds. They're not made by a craftsman at all. They're real.
Outrageous, that's what it is. Are you trying to make fools of us, young man? Guards, take this braggart away. He has dared to offer my daughter a real rose and a nightingale.
So the poor prince left the court of the emperor, and his heart was not singing now. It ached because this beautiful princess was haughty with greed, just as her father was.
But what happened to the Princess Melisande?
Did she marry the prince who gave her the music box?
Oh, no, because a terrible thing occurred.
Oh, what was that?
The night's festivities were nearly over, and the court was brimming over with treasures when suddenly a faintness came over Melisande. And she sank in a heap upon the marble floor. No one knew what her sickness was. Days went by. The emperor's wisest doctors could do nothing for Melisande. So at last the emperor sent messages to all parts of the world, hoping to find someone who knew the nature of Melisande's illness and perhaps its cure. So it happened that one of the messengers traveled south to the kingdom of the poor prince. And when he heard the news...
But, Mother, I must go to her. The messenger says she has fallen into a deep, unwaking sleep, and her skin is as white as a calla lily.
Cannot the emperor's wisest physicians cure her with their herbs?
They've all failed, even the most famous doctors from far-off lands.
What can this malady be?
In our kingdom, it's unknown. But outside our kingdom, greed is the most common sickness in the world.
Then go, my son. Even though they scoffed before, you must help the Princess Melisande if you can. Go now before it is too late.
So you are the young prince who brought my daughter a nightingale and a rose. What could you possibly do to help her?
I would cure her malady, Emperor Agallus.
And can you do what the wisest men in the world have failed to do? No, my daughter is doomed to die.
But the cure has been here all the time, if you but knew it. Fetch me the nightingale and the rose, Your Majesty, and I will make Melisande well again.
Youth is an age of confidence. I would give my kingdom to have my daughter cured, but the gifts you brought, they were given away. And nowhere in my artificial palace lives a nightingale or blooms a solitary rose.
Then we must find the flower and the bird I brought.
Courtiers, search my city for this prince's gift. Send forth the royal guard. But find the nightingale and the rose.
And so they searched the city, day after day. And each hour brought death nearer to Melisande. Wise doctors stood in silent council and shook their aged heads. And then, on Christmas Day, one of the royal guardsmen appeared before the emperor and the prince, and on his finger was perched the nightingale, and in his hand he held a blood-red rose. Quickly they sped to Melisande's chamber.
Nightingale, here lies a princess with the saddest heart in all the world. Sing for her.
Look, there. Even now her breath comes easier.
And Melisande, breathe the scent of this fragrant rose.
Her cheeks take color from the bloom, and her lips grow red.
Father.
Melisande, you are well again.
Oh, my heart was overcome with haughtiness and greed. You forgot to teach me the beauty of simple things, Father.
I did not know myself, Melisande.
But now I have learned. And I thank you, Prince Hans, for the most wonderful gift of all. My nightingale and my rose.
And so they were married that Christmas Day. And the prince was no longer poor. For to him, Melisande was worth more than all the precious jewels in the world.
Oh, thank you, Miss Music Box. It's such a lovely story.
And I enjoyed it, too, very much.
I'm glad you did. But now, would you mind turning me off? I'm so tired, I don't think I can play a single note more.
Oh, Jesus, we didn't realize.
Good night, Miss Music Box. Thanks again.
Susan, look, the window's coming back.
And I bet it's so before tonight.
Be careful when you jump down. The sidewalk is very slippery.
Look, Peter, the Christmas window's back again.
Yes, and it's time to go home.
Till the next time. You know, Peter, I think this is the best Christmas we've ever had.